The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Minister Peter Burke today issued a statement regarding the abuse that retail workers have been experiencing in recent days following the increase in fuel prices. In a statement, he says, "I want to make it clear that this behaviour is unacceptable and no one should take their frustration out on any retail worker." And joining me now is Jim Fury, Assistant General Secretary of Mandate. Good evening to you, Jim. Tell us what's going on, I suppose, out there on the ground.
I suppose we're getting the calls in, Ciara, because our members have been very concerned with the level of abuse that has been coming across the counter. It's not their fault that the rising fuel costs are going up and up, but certainly the customers seem to think that they can take it out on them. And it's very concerning for us. We're getting calls nearly on an hourly basis now.
So what kind of things are being done or indeed said?
They're being accused of being party to price gouging, you know, rip-off merchants, all of this. Look, these are just people that are retail workers. They don't own these places. They're not involved in any of the profits that come out of it. They just get a weekly wage. But the customers that are coming in seem to be able to believe that they can just vent across the counter at our members.
Obviously, that's just tosser behaviour. I'm not suggesting otherwise. Nobody should be. Half of these people are students and on a minimum wage and all sorts of things. So I fully agree with that. But what exactly do you want done about it? Because I imagine that's quite tricky to manage as well.
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, we've been campaigning on this for quite some time now, a number of years. And I would remind the minister that back in his in November 2024, when he was making his pledges, to, if they got re-elected, Fine Gael would bring in the standalone offence to make it a specific offence to abuse or attack retail workers. He was very strong at that time. His party colleague, James Gagan, recently came out and said that there's a need for it. Fianna Fáil Senator Mary Fitzpatrick has a bill before, but there seems to be no desire amongst government to actually act on the promises that they had made. And that standalone bill needs to come in. An amendment to the current Criminal Justice Public Order Act needs to be done, just like it was done in Scotland and is about to be done in the rest of the UK.
Okay. But you want it specifically for retail workers. What if somebody abuses hospitality workers or bus drivers or hospital workers? This is fraught with some difficulty. This isn't entirely straightforward.
I don't think it is fraught with difficulties, to be honest with you. I attended an Oireachtas committee when the new proposed alcohol bill was coming out, the 2022 bill, and a recommendation came out of the Justice Committee at that time that it would be an offence to abuse bar and hospitality workers. I think the reality is everyone knows these occurrences are increasing. In the UK alone, the stats there would show that there's 1,300 of these events each and every day. And I wouldn't imagine, looking at the figures here from our survey and from the retailers, the figures are very similar right across the board.
Okay. And Jim, as I said to you, I think that that's absolutely, and I'm being polite when I say tosser behaviour. Mm-hmm. People shouldn't be abusing other people, insulting them, being rude. But what kind of criminal sanction do you put on somebody who says, you're all price gougers? What do you do? You can't exactly lock them up, can you? Like, what do you want to see happen?
No, but I think there needs to be a return. I think retailers need to return to, I suppose, the old school piece that where people are abusive to their staff, that they're no longer permitted on the premises. At a minimum, they should be barring people that abuse their staff. I would expect from any employer to have an obligation under the Health and Safety Act to make sure that they're in a safe workplace. And whether it's abusive language or even further than that, and that their daily occurrences also, at a minimum, these people should be barred from the premises.
Okay. I mean, pubs do that. If somebody's rude or obnoxious, yes, they can bar you from the premises. But pubs often have things like bouncers. They often maybe have several people working at any one given time there. Lots of little petrol forecourts would have one young person working behind the counter and would not necessarily have that. It strikes me as slightly impractical, but also that's not really what legislation would do. Legislation would create some kind of a criminal offence here, and the sanction for a criminal offence is not barring someone from a shop. Is this a bit of a sledgehammer to crack a nut?
No, far from it. And look, what I'd say to you you know, the new crime and policing bill that's been proposed in the UK is planning to introduce prison sentences for the assaults, but also unlimited fines for the levels of abuse. And I think if you hit people in the pocket, they soon sit up and take notice.
Okay, so fines for people who are rude to retail workers or obnoxious to them or abuse them verbally?
Well, the reality is it starts off with abuse across and simple comments. It usually escalates very quickly to threats of physical violence. And, you know, our survey would have shown that nearly
30% of people... I would argue that most people, even if they're rude and obnoxious, will not escalate quickly to physical violence. That would be the rarity, surely.
Well, I wouldn't say 28% is a rarity. In incidents that are recorded, you know, two-thirds is verbal abuse, but 28% of those people found that they were then threatened with physical violence. So I wouldn't say it's a rarity, far from it. And as a matter of fact, 11% of retail workers report to us that they've been assaulted at some time in their career.
All right. Look, we will leave it there and we'll ask people what they think about that. But thank you for joining us on that. That is Jim Fury there, Assistant General Secretary of MANDA. Do you think it should be a criminal offence, Shane, to be... by the way, assaulting them is already a criminal offence. Yeah. So we know that. I'm talking about rudeness, obnoxiousness. You're all a shower of this. You're a pack of that. You're a gouger. You're whatever.
Look, first of all, it is obnoxious and appalling.
Completely.
To do that.
And I'm not arguing
that
point.
No, I know you're not... I don't know about a specific separate offence. Is it not already covered by the law if you break the law in that regard? If you're abusive to someone, is that not already covered?
I'm not sure about a specific category for retail workers because, as I said, what about hospital workers, hospitality workers, public transport workers?
Radio presenters.
We get abused all the time and no one cares.
No, fair enough.
Yeah, it's kind of fair enough, isn't it? Yeah.
Lots of you getting in touch. A dodgy box. Is the amount of text coming in? One pretty unrepentant listener says, "And my dodgy box is my Christmas present to most people. I buy for each year, bought it for them, and each year I renew it. Saves everyone a small fortune." Yet I have to point out, it is illegal.
Yeah,
it is a breaking of the law.
This is another dodgy one. The researchers in these servers are adding 2 plus 2 and getting 5, in my opinion. About 3 or 4 years ago, I got rid of my Sybe subscription and I bought a smart TV with Serview as I was sick of looking up listings and find nothing to watch while paying €70 a month for rubbish. I don't have a dodgy box and I rarely watch TV now.
Mm. Lots of people get in touch in support of service station staff, I should say. They're not responsible for putting up the fuel prices. What I would support is people not buying coffee and food. Get the message across. It might wake them up. But wake them up to what? If you talk to the energy experts, they say, actually, they're not price gouging.
They say that there is a lag in the gas market, but that there is no lag in the oil market, and therefore petrol responds very quickly
to price changes.
Someone says about the retail, this is a dereliction on the part of the minister. What he can't do anything about profiteering, while he can't do anything about profiteering and price gouging, he deflects the issue to retail workers suffering abuse and blaming customers. There's no justification in getting angry at retail workers, but this is not what is aggravating the public who are being ripped off wholesale, says this listener.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's no ifs or buts here. There is no excuse for having a pop and for abusing and for being obnoxious to retail workers.
No.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.